Chairwoman Stabenow and Senator Grassley have joined in a bipartisan effort requesting the FTC to basically take a look at the oil industry's control over the retail sector. And that, of course, has a big impact on this whole issue of renewable identification numbers, which in our view is somewhat of a non-issue. It's a zero-sum game, and it's a situation that the oil industry asked for when the RFS was passed because it provides them some flexibility. It also provides EPA a fairly easy way to monitor the compliance with the renewable fuel standard. But there has been what appears to be some gaming, both in terms of speculation as well as in hoarding of RINs. There were an adequate number of RINs out there for 2013. I think it is interesting that the price of RINs skyrocketed just about the same time that the House was holding hearings on the RFS. And then once those hearings were over, once EPA made its announcement, we've seen the RIN market collapse, and it's now trading at about a third of what it was trading for a few months ago. That seems to me to be a bit odd.